Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Week in Reading List from Money Talking. Hello, I'm Charlie Herman. And with me is Joan O'Sara with The New York Times and Rana Faruhar with Time Magazine. And this week, I'm doing something a little bit different. I'm not actually reading something. I'm going to listen to something. And Planet Money has a story entitled, I Know I'm Supposed to Follow My Passion, But What If I Don't Have a Passion? And it's basically this college student who's been out of work he's graduated about 2 years ago from an Ivy League school, and he asks the prominent economist Tyler Cowen, what should I do? I don't have a passion. Where do I go? And so Cowen basically met with him and two other economists, and they sat around to try and figure out, you know, how important is passion? There's a note here in the story on the website, at least, that says they didn't give him very specific advice, but they did all agree that his lack of passion could work to his advantage because pursuing a passion, especially if it's a popular one, doesn't pay well. And I'm fascinated about this question of what's the value of a college education? What is passion? I just saw the play Pippin, which is all about looking to your corner of the sky, Pippin, finding what excites you. So I'm really interested to see like what they have to say and an economist take on what's best, happiness and money or whatever that may be.
Well, I love that we've let go of the mythology that if you just follow your bliss, you know, the money is going to come somehow. I never actually bought that.
Who cares what color your parachute is? Just jump.
Doesn't everybody have friends who work to work and then have their passions outside of work?
Especially outside New York.
But some people find passion within the work.
If the guy really has no passion whatsoever for anything in life, who wants to hang around with him, whether you're an economist or not?
I also think when I was 24 years old, I didn't know quite what my passion is. Part of it is figuring out when you're in your 20s what you want to be. I think we're expecting people should know right away what they want to do. I'm going to come out of school with my engineering degree and become an app developer.
This is an argument for the gap year, a British idea which I've always thought we should adopt in this country, where you don't go straight to college. You take a couple of years off, you travel, you work, you get a real grip on the world, and then you go to school with a better view of it.
Okay, so Rana, what's on your reading, not listening list?
Okay, so totally different topic. I've actually cracked open for the second time a book I really, really love and reviewed actually when it came out, called The Party by Richard McGregor, who was with the FT in China. And it is, I think, the best book that I've ever seen written about the Chinese Communist Party and its inner workings. I mean, very few people know anything about the way the party actually operates, but he gets in as deep as I've seen anyone do in working in English. There are all kinds of wonderful tidbits, like this red phone that apparently the top party apparatchiks have and that the heads of all the state-owned companies have, and when it rings, that's serious business, and there are like 100 of these red phones. And it's great details, and I'm going to be going actually with Joe to China in a few weeks.
When I worked at ABC, there was the Rune phone, which was a red phone that was in all the control rooms, and if it rang, it was Rune Arledge calling up to comment on the show. Joe, what are you reading?
Well, speaking of China, and yes, Rana and I are going to China in about a month on a group trip with some other journalists for about a week. I've picked up a book by my old friend Deborah Fallows called Dreaming in Chinese. Mm. Now, Deborah Fallows is a linguist, and she lived in China for 3 years with her husband, Jim Fallows, who wrote for The Atlantic. And her way of exploring China was through its language, talking to people, learning about language, and learning about China linguistically. And it's supposed to be a very funny book, and it's supposed to be just a very interesting way to come at China. I've always been a languageophobe, which is one of the great flaws many Americans have. And I'm hoping this book will open me up somewhat to being more accepting of dealing in another language.
Well, if you want to join us and read any of these books or stories or listen to the story from Planet Money, let us know what you think about them and leave us a comment here on our website, or you can talk to us at Twitter at Money Talking. And if you have any suggestions of what you think we should check out, let us know. We'd love to hear them. Don't forget to download the podcast of Money Talking for free from iTunes. This week, Joe and Ron and I talk about Jamie Dimon and his struggle to keep the chairmanship in his title. Rana Faruhar with Time Magazine and Joan O'Sara with The New York Times. Thanks for joining.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Charlie Herman. This is Money Talking from WNYC.